Okay, I don't. I think that it's pretty much a no-brainer that I have to talk about the situation that we find ourselves in. I know many people are talking about it, and I'm sure everybody here has already heard many people speaking about what should be our reaction. I'm just gonna choose one or two aspects of this situation to speak about. The Rambam writes, "Haporish midarkei," and the Rambam lists somebody who's porish midarkei tzibur as someone who's lo nichnas bitzarasan, ela holich midarko keechad migoye haaretz, ein lo chelak olam haba. Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Someone who doesn't feel the pain of the Jewish people does not have a portion in the world to come. It's a pretty strong language of the Rambam. So it behooves us to try to do what we can to feel the pain of the Jewish people at this difficult time, which of course involves extra tefillos, extra tehillim, extra learning, but really realizing the pain that people are in and trying to be no se ba'olim chaveiro, like the Mishnah talks about, to try to really feel it. Some people contact me a little bit offline to just, I think people are generally feeling a little bit of frustration, that it seems like every few years in Israel there are these horrible, even though this is next level. Nobody could have possibly dreamed up a scenario where 900 people, and it's going to be more, 900 people are killed and so many people taken captive, had 150 people and thousands injured. People are still putting their getting their heads around this. And I think everybody here knows that these questions are not questions that really, as Jews, we have answers to. It's okay to ask the questions. It's okay to ask the questions. Why does Hashem let this happen? Why every few years do we feel like we're having another war in Eretz Yisrael? We all know. I remember there was a boy in DRS in high school who contracted cancer in high school, and his friends were really, really despondent. They were really, really down and upset. And Rabbi Storch and I didn't know how to answer them, their questions. We were younger. It was a while ago. It's like close to 20 years ago, and we didn't really know how to answer. So we went to talk to Rav Moshe Weinberger, like we were expecting, him to be warm and sensitive and understanding. Like he looked at us in the face and says, "What, you think you're the only people in the world who have questions? You think these kids think they're the only people in the world who have questions? They're the only people in the world who have bad things happen to them? This is part of being a Jew, is that bad things happen every once in a while, sometimes not every once in a while." Rav Levi Yitzchak, apparently tonight is the yahrzeit of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. I didn't know that, but tonight is the yahrzeit. Rav Weinberger just spoke. So very famously, Rav Levi Yitzchak one Pesach night, yelled out at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You think I'm only going to ask four questions? I have hundreds of questions. I have thousands of questions. I have millions of questions. But I still know that despite all my questions, you're still there. You're still there with me." And I think point number one is we have to realize that sometimes being a Jew is very hard. Sometimes having faith is very hard. Sometimes, many people have all kinds of challenges. And I would just urge everyone, and again, I know you've probably heard people say this, but I would urge you not to watch the horrible videos, because it's going to be very, very hard for you to get those images out of your head. But try to find the videos of the people who have such incredible strength in the face of adversity. They're so inspiring. I remember I attended Levaya, one of our close students, Rabbi Josh Greyjauer, when his wife passed away after a battle with cancer. Young woman, three kids, went to the Levaya. All these, and his wife was a beloved teacher. She had loads of students. There was like, it was a Levaya from Gehenna. You know, it was like walking into, and he gets up there, and the first words he says, listen, here's the first thing. Before I say anything about my wife, I want everybody to know the following. Hashem doesn't work for us. He doesn't answer to us. We have to answer to him. We work for him. He doesn't work for us. And he doesn't have to answer to us. He doesn't have to explain himself to us. Rav Salvechik famously said that when bad things happen, we're not supposed to ask lama. We're supposed to ask lama. You know, what do we take at it? I want to speak a little bit about what may be some things that we can learn from this. Maybe not only this, but before I get to that, I would urge you to try to look at the videos of the people who are so unbelievably strong. I saw today a video of a rabbi of one of the towns in the South. His own son was fought off and saved people for 6-8 hours, was fighting off people and saved like 50, 60 people blocked up in a something down in the South. And he lost his son, and he wasn't even like crying. He just said, my son only lived for 33 years, but he lived for so much more than 33 years. He lived for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Because of him, he saved the lives of all these people who are going to live years and years and years and years and years because of him. So how we're so zoche to have a son who lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. What an incredible perspective to have on that, to look for the good, to look for the strength. I'll just share with you one other little thing before I get to what I really want to talk about. I was in shul on Yom Kippur morning, on Simchas Torah morning, and when the rabbi, apparently the security guard, you know, knew something, so somebody said something to the rabbi before the tefillah. I happened to be in the bathroom when the rabbi spoke. I didn't even know about it. I came back to the shul and everyone's like white, and they're about, and I didn't know what was going on, and they ended up saying, they said, now this shul, it's not like everybody's so Zionistic that when they say the tefillah for the chayalim, they're usually like absolutely silent. But like you could tell there was something going on. I didn't know what was going on. And then the rabbi got up to speak before Yisker. And like I, just as the rabbi was sitting down, somebody, I just whispered like, what, did I just miss something? He said, the guy told me what happened. He told me, this guy happened to know even more, told me more. And then I sat to say Yisker. And I said, you know, when I was a kid, by nature, I was a very, very scared kid. I have a lot of anxiety. I just generally was a very worrisome. I'm still am in many ways, a very worrisome, scared kind of a person. It's just the way I am. And I would always go to my father. My father would say, you see, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. My father was like an incredible source of strength. He was very level-headed, and he was just always calm in every situation. And so I felt like I just sat down to say Yisker, like right after I heard about this, I heard my father saying to me, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. The Jewish people is a strong people. We're a strong people. We're going to have kaychas. I do want to just, and maybe and this is not so much my way. I really was, when I couldn't sleep, you know, Simchas Torah night, I should say I fell asleep, but I woke up at like 4. I couldn't go back to sleep. I was thinking like, it's not so much my way. I'm not like, to give like Musar or to, you know, but I sort of feel like COVID happened to us and it was like absolutely insane, like nothing we ever heard of. And then like after COVID, we all basically went back to business as usual, like thank God it's over. And, you know, obviously some people suffered terribly during COVID, but most people, if like, you know, if it wasn't so, you know, some people just basically went through it and like, okay, now we're back. And like, did we change ourselves? Some people did, but many people didn't. And then you have this now. And like, what's, you know, to me, I think I've said this before in this context, Yishai Rebo's words of like, Ma Hashem Rotzeh Meitano, like, what's he trying to tell us? And I don't know what he's trying to tell us, but I don't think we got the message. I don't think we got it after COVID. And I want to just speak about there's more things. Again, I didn't have so much time again as usual, but I want to speak about two areas that I think we in the and I'm speaking to myself as much as anybody else. I don't mean over here to preach to you guys. I'm going to say three things actually, three things, and I'm just really speaking. It's more like a cheshbon nefesh for me myself, which I'm just sharing with you. I don't mean to. You guys are probably better at all these things than I am. The first thing is materialism. The first thing is materialism. Like, I would think that COVID should have taught us to have the right approach to material things in this world. I think that our community, and when I say our community, I don't just mean the modern Orthodox community. I think could be the yeshivish community is even worse than us at this stage. That's what my son-in-law claims. I don't know. I don't know so many people, but apparently it's getting very bad. I look at the ads in Mishpacha magazine. I mean, off the charts. So I think this is a modern Orthodox issue, and it's also a yeshivish issue. We are so crazy into money. The way we're making weddings, is insane. It costs thousands and thousands of dollars for the makeup lady. The makeup lady costs thousands of dollars if you're doing three or four people. It's insane the amount of money we are spending on weddings. It's insane. I just feel like we have to like wake up. Again, I'm not saying that I want to be very clear. I have no idea why Hashem is visiting these tzaras on us. I just feel like our question is, how do we become better as a community? And maybe the first thing I should have said, maybe I did it out of order, but the first thing I should have said is, and this is to me, I think the number one thing that we have to work on. And again, I think you guys are very good at this. I think the number one thing we have to work on is, and it's related to materialism, but when we wake up in the morning, are we asking ourselves, what can I do to serve Klal Yisrael? Or are we asking ourselves, what do I need for myself today? To me, that's the number one thing that I don't know if our community's bigadol. I think you guys are great at this. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about our community's bigadol. Are we waking up every morning and saying, what can I do for Klal Yisrael? Is that the avoda that we're thinking about every single morning? Or am I only waking up and saying, what do I need? What's going to be best? And I'm no better than any of you with this. I have the same issues. You know, there's pieces of me that are also somewhat self-centered. And I think COVID and now this has to retrain. We have to retrain ourselves to wake up every morning and say, what can I do to help Klal Yisrael? Not just what can I do to help myself. And I think the materialism is an outgrowth of that, because we're so, like, the way we make weddings is it's just insane. It's just insane. The money and the everything's got to be a certain way. I think it's terrible, and not enough people are speaking out about it because everyone's scared to. I can talk to you guys because you're probably not going to get me fired. But Lamaisa, I'm talking to you because you're the leaders of the next generation, and I fear that if we don't reverse this, we're headed into a bad place. And the only other thing that I wanted to say, and again, I'm just as guilty as anybody, and I'm gonna believe that they're gonna try to work on this, but I feel like a lot of the early morning minyanim that we dive in, this is really not your issue, so I probably shouldn't even, I'm just talking about our community as a whole. But the early morning minyanim go so fast that it's impossible to say every word, forget about thinking about any words. I think a lot of times when we dive in, we don't. So my answer to myself is, I'm not going to preach to everybody else how long davening should be. But my answer to myself is, if I'm going to daven at these minyanim, I got to come if I came 5 minutes early, and just started 5 minutes for everybody else, then I it would be a whole different ball game for me. We're davening every morning to Hashem. I just don't know if the words mean anything to us. And I know it's hard, but I'm saying we're not even giving ourselves a chance because we're not even putting enough into it. So I obviously have no idea why Hashem is visiting these tzaras on us. I would urge us as we think about what's going on, look for the bright stories. There's a great line from Mr. Rogers, right? Look for the, what does he say? Look for the heroes. When you see a lot of bad around you, look for the heroes. Look for the good people. Look for the people who are doing good stuff. There's a lot of people doing good stuff. There's a lot of people who are brave or heroic. Unfortunately, I think there were two American boys killed today in Sahel. And the strength of the families. This guy, we heard this past summer, this guy, Rabbi D from Efrat, who had his whole family wiped out. What an unbelievable person. What an unbelievable person. That people could be positive. I know it sounds that people could be positive in the face of and still have strong faith and still say it's much easier said than done. It's much easier said than done. But that's what we're called upon to be a Jew sometimes. Rav Levi Yitzchak had a lot more questions, you know. People say this is the most amount of people, Jews, that were killed in one day since the Holocaust. The Holocaust happened also, and somehow people figured out a way to deal with that, as horrible that as it was. I don't wish it on anybody. I don't wish it on anybody here. I don't wish these tzaros. Everybody has their own set of tzaros, horrible things to address. As Jews, we're called upon to be strong, and I would submit that one of the lessons we did not learn in COVID, we did not learn it well enough. The main lesson is how connected we are as a people and how important it is to be connected as a people and to wake up every morning and say, and again, I hear like there's this organization, Partners in Torah. There are people throughout the United States who are waiting for chavrusas to learn with them. This is not your achrayas. You guys got busy lives. But, you know, what are we doing for other people? How much are we doing for other people? Where's the selflessness? Where's the selflessness? Where's the being part of Am Yisrael? Are we waking up every morning and saying, what could I do to serve Am Yisrael? To me, I just see a lot more materialism, a lot more narrow-mindedness, a lot more, I'm worried about my own Dalet Amos, and I see less of people worrying about Klal Yisrael. So, I mean, I'm seeing also some people who are tremendous, tremendous leaders of this, and I feel like it's times like COVID and times like these wars. I mean, tonight they were like, I don't know, over 1,000 people in the Young Israel of Woodmere saying Tehillim. Listening to Moshe Weinberger speak, it was, so it shouldn't take things like this to bring us all together and to not have the fights of, you know, shul against shul or community against community, or it's just, I've always been a big believer in Achdus and, you know, So anyway, those are some of my thoughts. I'm sorry it was a little bit off the cuff. If anybody has any specific questions that you want to raise now or specific thoughts or things that are bothering you, please feel free or contact me privately. Not tonight because I didn't even have time for this, honestly. I don't know how much I'm sleeping. I got a lot going on. Otherwise, don't contact me afterwards privately tonight. But you can certainly contact me any other time. But anyone now, any last thoughts, words, questions, reactions right now? That's very fair. It's very fair. I want to wish everyone that we should all be healthy, that we should have a year filled with simcha, a year filled with Torah, and Hashem should hear our tefillos, protect the hostages, and bring a refuah to those who need it. And a lot of times it's from the falling that we end up having big yeshuas. So hopefully this is a big, 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 big fall. Hopefully it should lead to a big, 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 big Yeshua. But I think we got to try to get the message. Have a great night, everybody.